Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. We made it. It is Friday. It is almost the weekend and we got some good baseball coming our way this weekend. And it is Friday, so that means we're going to have some City Connect jerseys. I love Friday night baseball games because it's the weekend and because we get to have some City Connect jerseys. I know the Reds are going to be rocking their black City Connect jerseys for the first time this season on Friday night as they host the Pirates, so looking forward to that. Speaking of City Connects, the San Francisco Giants unveiled their City Connect jerseys this past week against the Reds when they were at home, and those City Connect jerseys are, I like them better than the previous ones they had, those white ones with the orange and had like the G on it. These ones are a little different, a little loud. It's very unique with the hat bill, kind of a two-tone color on it. But it was cool to see them wearing those. And I think it fits for San Francisco. And it looked pretty good on the field. So love City Connect jerseys. Love the unveiling of those City Connect jerseys. And we got more to come this year. So that's exciting. So let's take a look back and see kind of what happened this past week. The Cleveland Guardians finally had their home opener on Tuesday, which is kind of crazy this far into the season. That was the first time, but they had their home opening series against the White Sox, and it was a good week for the Guardians. They swept the White Sox 3-0. Detroit played, Detroit hosted the New York Yankees on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Detroit won two out of those three games. So a pretty good showing for Detroit. It was a cold series up there against the Yankees, but a good showing for Detroit, who's actually jumped out to a pretty good start of the season so far. Let's take a look and see kind of where we're at right now going into the weekend. So the Chicago Cubs are the team that has the most hits so far at 130 total hits on the season. I know they do have a couple more games over everyone else, but still, 130 hits so far for the Chicago Cubs, and they've also had a good start to the season as well. Arizona Diamondbacks, no surprise, have the most number of doubles at 30. Detroit Tigers are the team that has the most number of triples at 5 triples on the season so far. The Los Angeles Dodgers lead baseball in home runs with 28. And the Chicago Cubs, again, are the team that has the most RBIs with 93. The team with the fewest number of strikeouts, which is a little bit surprising, but good for them, is the New York Mets, who have the fewest number of strikeouts at 81. The Boston Red Sox have the most number of strikeouts at 136. So that's a difference of 55 between the team with the fewest number of strikeouts and the team with the most number of strikeouts, which is a pretty significant margin only this early into the season. So New York Mets doing pretty good so far. And the Chicago Cubs, they're the team that has stolen the most number of stolen bases this year so far at 25 steals, and they've only been caught stealing one time. So they are 25 out of 26 for their stolen base opportunities. Reference here, the Athletics have only 5 total stolen base opportunities. They're successful on 3 of those and caught stealing on 2. So only 5 times they've attempted to steal. And the Chicago Cubs have attempted to steal 26 times. The team that has the highest batting average is the San Diego Padres at 286. Looking individually here, the players with the most number of hits so far in the season is Kyle Tucker from the Chicago Cubs and Jacob Wilson from the Athletics, 19 hits apiece, and that leads all of baseball. Jung-Hoo Lee from the San Francisco Giants has a total of 7 total doubles, which leads baseball. And Zach McKinstry from the Detroit Tigers and Jesse Winker both lead baseball with 2 triples each. Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber, and Tyler Soderstrom from the Athletics all lead baseball with a total of 6 home runs. So going into the weekend, they're all tied with 6. It's a good bet that Aaron Judge is probably going to hit a home run sometime this weekend, and Kyle Schwarber maybe as well. Tyler Soderstrom maybe as well too. So we'll see what happens at the end of this weekend if those are the same leaders or if someone new has a good weekend for home runs and goes into Monday with the league lead in home runs. Aaron Judge also has the most number of RBIs at 20. Marcelo Ozuna from the Atlanta Braves has the most number of walks that he's drawn at 15. And O'Neill Cruz from the Pittsburgh Pirates is the league leader in stolen bases with 7. And George Springer from the Toronto Blue Jays has the highest batting average at 429. He is 18 for 42 on the season so far. So looking at standings, where we're at so far, looking at the AL East. The New York Yankees are 7-5, and they are tied atop that division with the Toronto Blue Jays, who are 8-6. The Boston Red Sox are an even 500 at 7-7, one game back. Tampa Bay is 5-7, two games back. And the Baltimore Orioles are 5-8, 2.5 games back. But that's still a very tight division, so that could change significantly after this weekend. Looking at the AL Central, the Detroit Tigers are leading that division with a record of 7-5. Kansas City is 7-6, a half game back. Cleveland Guardians are 6-6, a one game back. The Minnesota Twins are 4-9, 3.5 games back. And the Chicago White Sox are 2-10, 5 games back so far in the season. Looking out west, the Texas Rangers are leading that division with a record of 9-4. The LA Angels, a little bit of a surprise here, are only a half game back at a record of 8-4. Houston is 5-7. The Athletics are 5-8. And the Seattle Mariners are also 5-8 as well. Looking on the National League side, looking at National League West, San Diego Padres, probably maybe the biggest surprise so far, but the best record so far in baseball. They are 10-3 on the season. And the San Francisco Giants are right behind them as well, only a half game back at 9-3 on the season. LA Dodgers are 10-4, a half game back as well. Arizona Diamondbacks are 7-6, and the Colorado Rockies are 3-9. Looking in the Central, the Chicago Cubs are leading that division with a record of 9-6. The Milwaukee Brewers are only one game back at 7-6. The St. Louis Cardinals are 5-7, and the Cincinnati Reds are 5-8, as well as the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-8, three games behind the leader, the Chicago Cubs. But again, another tight division. See how that happens and see what shakes out this weekend as we go into next week. And in the NL East, the Philadelphia Phillies lost last night in extra innings, really late into the night, into the early morning, but they still lead the division along with the New York Mets with a record of 8-4. The Miami Marlins are two games back at 6-6, and the Washington Nationals are three games back at 5-7, with the Atlanta Braves rounding it out at 3-9, five games back on the season. I'm really looking forward to the Chicago Cubs out in LA taking on the Dodgers this weekend. I think that's going to be a great weekend series. Probably explosive offensive numbers there, so that should be a great matchup. And then also looking forward to the San Francisco Giants, who are heading east to take on the New York Yankees in the Bronx. That should be another great offensive stat-producing series. So looking forward to those two matchups, but great games all weekend. So hope you enjoy watching games, eating the foods, just enjoying baseball as much as you can this weekend. Until next time, we'll catch you later.